More than 50,000 churches belong to the Southern Baptist Convention, the nation's largest Protestant denomination. But the convention just kicked out five of them for employing women pastors. One such pastor at the largest and most famous Saddleback Church wrote online afterwards saying, quote, "We believe that women can be gifted and empowered as teachers and as pastors." But that's a position that contradicts the Southern Baptist Convention's so-called statement of faith. For the latest, we're joined now by Kate Shelnut, senior news editor at Christianity Today. Hi, Kate.
Hi, thanks.
So let's start with Saddleback Church. It is one of the country's biggest and best-known megachurches, led for years by celebrity pastor Rick Warren. Saddleback brought women into pastoral roles in 2021, and I want to take a listen to Pastor Warren speaking at a convention event last year.
Are we going to keep bickering over secondary issues? Are we going to keep the main thing the main thing?
What's he saying there, and has this battle with the Southern Baptist Convention been brewing for a while now?
Sure. I guess in some senses, it has been brewing for a while, that there are a small number of churches that have had women in pastoral roles. But really, the bigger battle is what place the Southern Baptist Convention has in terms of determining what its own churches can do and when to draw those lines for disfellowshipping, for cutting ties with a church, because the convention really prides itself on letting churches be autonomous. And Rick Warren talks, I was at the annual meeting last year, which was in California, just right up the street from the church that he retired from last year. He references secondary issues, which is to say there should be some issues in the life of Christians and the life of even Southern Baptists that people can disagree on and still be in fellowship.
Right. So Pastor Warren calls it a secondary issue. The Southern Baptist Convention says this is all about Scripture, that the Bible lays out different roles for men and women. So beyond Pastor Warren, how are other pastors across the country responding to this and responding to the Southern Baptist Convention?
Yeah, I think that it's interesting because there are going to be people, I think the majority of Southern Baptists, who would say, yes, we don't think women should be in senior pastor and lead pastor roles. But there are also some within the convention who say that and yet don't think a church like Saddleback or some of these other churches should be removed because of it, because they still want to preserve that autonomy that I was talking about. So the bigger question on one sense is, where are we going to start drawing boundary lines? This statement of faith that you referenced, the Baptist Faith and Message, is only one that churches have been required to closely identify with, that they haven't made every single church agree with every line of it. The biggest news around the Southern Baptist Convention these days is around their response to abuse. And so some people, both inside and outside the convention, see the move to disfellowship churches over women pastors as putting their energy and priorities in the wrong place, when really it should be about addressing these churches known to mishandle abuse and cover up and to not take allegations seriously.
Well, let me ask you more about that. And I'll play this tape from NPR's Morning Edition, who spoke to a pastor at a Kentucky congregation that was also expelled. She's been leading that congregation for 30 years, and she questions the timing of all of this.
Why now? I mean, is it to divert attention away from all the sexual abuse scandals?
Is the convention doubling down on this issue as a distraction from other significant issues like sexual abuse?
I think that there is a vocal and convicted contingent of evangelicals who see these things really related, that the lack of women in leadership is a factor in the abuse problems that the church is dealing with now. But I also think that within the Southern Baptist Convention and other churches that reserve the role of pastor for men, there is a growing intentionality to involve women at every other level, and particularly into speaking into abuse response mechanisms. A lot of these male pastors only in recent years have learned from women who have suffered abuse and harassment and misogyny and have been convicted to do better.
Well, back to the Saddleback Church where we started. It has an average weekly attendance of over 30,000 people, over 14 locations in Southern California. How do congregants feel about the fact that they've now been expelled from the Southern Baptist Convention?
I think Saddleback, like a lot of mega churches and like actually a fair number of Southern Baptist churches, has an identity of its own. Non-denominational churches are on the rise. And I bet there are folks at Saddleback who don't realize the church had Southern Baptist ties, or if they did, don't care that much about it.
So the Southern Baptist Convention may not have as much sway over evangelicals as they once did.
I would say that there's also a joke within evangelicalism that non-denominationals are Southern Baptists without the name. So I do think the theology, the seminaries, Southern Baptist seminaries remain the biggest and most influential in the country. So it's there, but I think the actual convention itself has always been a loose association, and the numbers are fading pretty fast. I think they've lost 1 million members in the past 3 years. So a lot of churches can and are successful without those kinds of networks anymore.
That's Senior News Editor for Christianity Today, Kate Shelnut. Kate, thanks for the perspective. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.